As Tropical Storm Emily made landfall Monday, two Florida congressmen got a lesson in how water is managed in Collier County. As WGCU's Quincy Walters reports, their visit came after they helped secure millions of dollars for Everglades restoration.
Congressman Francis Rooney and Mario Diaz-Balart held a pre-scheduled press conference at the Merritt Pump Station in the Picayune Strand during Tropical Storm Emily. They came to talk about Everglades restoration and financing it. That means replumbing the river of grass with equipment like this pump station, which was just completed last month. The tropical storm's presence is a coincidence, but is a good illustration for what a pump station does. The 5 to 7 inches of rain that fell within a few hours had to go somewhere. South Florida Water Management District Project Manager Janet Starn says a pump station uses machinery and gravity to prevent the water from flooding the land.
It enters the pump station, and all the pump station does is pull it through and then dump it into what we call the spreader basin, and then gravity takes over.
And a more manageable water flow is dispersed back into the environment. This particular pump station is also responsible for hydrating the Picayune Strand, a western part of the Everglades with cypress trees, pinelands, and marshes that's home to Florida panthers and black bears. The congressmen watch as Starnes points out how the water is redistributed. Rooney represents Florida's 19th congressional district, which stretches from Fort Myers to Marco Island.
This is an important story, that the work that nature will do if we just set the conditions up for nature to do its work.
Diaz-Balart, who represents Florida's 25th congressional district, which includes a portion of Miami and a portion of the Everglades, says that's right, in agreement. Starnes, the project manager, says helping Mother Nature restore itself is an expensive process. Politico reported in 2016 the estimated cost of Everglades restoration soared from $13.5 billion in 2009 to $16.4 billion in 2014, according to a 5-year update sent to Congress. Starnes says it's just cheaper to be proactive.
And so if we're more careful up front as we develop areas and do it in a more sensitive manner, we actually can save some of that cost later.
She says a lot of harm was done with lax to non-existent permit requirements back in the day when residential developers used canals to temporarily drain the swamp to sell property. Now, she says, the current permitting process prevents long-term damage. The congressman's visit comes after securing about $100 million federal dollars for Everglades restoration for the next fiscal year and $82 million for Herbert Hoover Dyke rehabilitation projects around Lake Okeechobee. Diaz-Balart says constituents often ask why it's taking so long.
Two things. It's a lot of money. And second place is you can't do it all at the same time. And so you get to the point where you can only do so much, which is what every year we try to push for.
Diaz-Balart says he and Rooney think they got the most out of what they could expect to see from the federal government this year. Diaz-Balart says Governor Rick Scott and the Florida legislature have been instrumental in contributing state money for Lake Okeechobee's dike repairs.
The Herbert Hoover Dike, unlike other things, that's strictly a federal project. And yet, you've seen that the governor wants to see how he can be helpful.
In its last session, Florida's legislature allocated $50 million to help rehabilitate the dike. Congressman Rooney says Florida is a good example of how federal and state government can work together with environmentalists. He says 55% of property values in Florida rely on the Okeechobee watershed and the Everglades. He says 16 counties rely on the Everglades. And he says there's tourism to think about, too. After all, Rooney says, we're all rowing in the same boat. Quincy Walters, WGCU News, the Picayune Strand.